The never-ending, and in some ways never quite really beginning, legal saga of Jacob Zuma and the Talis arms deal. Another episode today in Pietermaritzburg as Jacob Zuma's lawyers sought to have prosecutor Billy Downer thrown off the case. Pabalo and Danze of Eyewitness News has been following it today for us. Pabalo, a very good afternoon to you. Okay, what happened today?
Hi, good afternoon, Mike. Indeed, a never-ending saga. It's 20 years in the making. Today was basically just a continuation of this 20-year saga where most of the day they were spent arguing both Jacob Zuma's medical parole records as well as the special plea to have Billy Downer removed as the prosecutor in the case. Dalimpofu of representing Jacob Zuma is basically focused his arguments on the plea to have Downer removed, on the fact that he doesn't have the title to prosecute, or lacks the title to prosecute, because of this criminal conduct that he detailed. And an example of this criminal conduct is what he says was leaking information to the media. And he mentions the one journalist from Amabongane, Sam Soul, who was at the Maiden Guardian at the time, and spent some detail on how these leaks happened and what they mean for the prosecution, as well as how Billy Downer, when the NPA decided not to prosecute former President Jacob Zuma, along with Shabir Sheikh, and his disappointment in that decision, and how at one stage, he shed a tear and cried, at one of the decisions that went against the prosecution, and a decision by the NPA leadership. So Dalimpofu and Zuma's defense basically saying that this emotion and passion shows that he wants to prosecute at all costs, even though the process has been tainted. And they mentioned the Brosmore report, and that was also used as an example of this political conspiracy against Jacob Zuma. But in response to that, Mike, Wim Trengo, representing Billy Downer or the state, says that all this information is really old information that's been been raised in previous and we both know that there've been a number of court cases and applications up to the highest court in the land where Jacob Zuma has tried to avoid prosecution. And he says all of this evidence is basically just a rehash of these old complaints that failed previously.
Any timeline here, Babala, when this particular side issue will be resolved and we can or cannot get on with the main trial?
Well, the side issue, there are seemingly two side issues at the moment. Yeah. There's the medical parole records that the prosecution wants, because it has an impact on this case as well, and they want Jacob Zuma present in person, and they say there's no justification for his absence. And there's also the special plea continues tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. That will be the day two where, the defense will continue their presentation, and then Dalimpofu will also have a chance to respond to that at the end. And it would only be after that where, Judge Kun will give the court an indication of when he will make his decision. But tomorrow is the last day where both teams make their submission.
I'm assuming former President Zuma was not in attendance today.
No, he was in absence today.
He was in absence. I like that.
Well, I'm just using the court term, but he was. Yeah. He's still in hospital. Yeah. To be exact. So he's on medical parole, but he's still under the care of a hospital at the moment.
Okay, Babala, thanks very much indeed for that update. Parliamentary correspondent EWN keeping an eye on the Zuma trial today.